For several weeks, we heard from St. Paul's first letter to Timothy. And you'll hopefully recall that Timothy traveled with Paul to establish the church in various cities around the world. And one of these cities was the city of Ephesus. And after Paul and Timothy left Ephesus, some false teachers came into the city, and they were preaching a gospel that was very different from the gospel that Paul had taught. And this was causing some chaos and some confusion. So Paul sent Timothy back to Ephesus to lead the people and to resolve some of these issues. Well, after that letter was sent, and the people had a chance to hear it, and Timothy had a little bit of time to work on some of these things, unfortunately, things did not improve. In fact, things had even gotten a bit worse, because by this time, some persecutions had broken out, causing some people to abandon the faith completely. In fact, when he wrote this letter, Paul himself was in prison. So in this letter, Paul is acknowledging all of the challenges that Timothy and all of the other Christians were enduring because they chose to follow the teachings of the Lord. And Paul is clear that the reason he is in prison is because of his belief in the resurrection of Jesus from the dead. Right? He says that is why he is in chains. He wasn't in chains because he was promoting good values or good morals. He was in prison because he was proclaiming that Jesus had died and rose again. Right? That is why he's in chains. However, the chains could not restrain the good news from being sent. That's why Paul says that the gospel is unchained. Right? In fact, what Paul's teaching here is that his imprisonment was actually enhancing and giving strength to his testimony that Jesus had risen from the dead. All right? The fact that he was in prison made his testimony even more believable because he was actually willing to suffer for it. Right, the fact that Paul was suffering for the sake of the gospel proved that he was not benefiting from it in any worldly type of way, as so many of these false teachers in Ephesus had been benefiting from their gospel. Remember, one of the issues that Paul was talking about in that first letter to Timothy was the fact that some people were profiting inordinately off of their preaching, and it was a false gospel that they were preaching. Paul wasn't getting rich off of this, nor was he experiencing an easy life because of the gospel. Right? He was actually being punished. If he was faking his testimony, if he was lying about that vision that he had on the road to Damascus, he wouldn't have endured these trials. Now, I've said many times that the way of life that Jesus offers us is a good life. It's true. I believe that. It's a life of internal peace, free from many of the anxieties of those who do not believe in the resurrection and don't have the hope that those with faith have. But we should not take that to mean that being a disciple of Jesus is always going to be an easy way of life, free of any adversity. If we expect the life of discipleship to be free from adversity or to spare us from all of life's challenges, we're going to be very disappointed. But these trials that so many of us face, they actually serve a purpose. Paul understood the purpose of his imprisonment to be twofold. First, as I said, it added strength to his testimony. It's easy to say that Jesus had risen from the dead. It was easy for Paul to say that he had this vision of Jesus on the road to Damascus. But it's another thing to actually experience being sent to prison because of it. Right? He must have really believed it. But the imprisonment also gave him an opportunity to be faithful. And this bound the Lord to him in a very deep way. Right? Remember, he says, if we persevere, we shall also reign with him. All right? The imprisonment, it gave him an opportunity to express his faith in a much deeper way than words would allow. And all of this is just as true today as it was for St. Paul almost 2,000 years ago. All right, Paul said that he suffered this imprisonment for the sake of the chosen, for those with faith. All right, his imprisonment was strengthening the faith of others who were not in prison, such is the case today. I will tell you, I'm personally inspired by men and women around the world who are willing to suffer a bit to remain faithful. I'm inspired by the Christians in the holy lands of the Middle East who remain in those lands because they have hope for peace. I'm inspired by those around the world whose businesses suffer sometimes because they are willing to actually be bold and take a stand for their faith. I'm inspired by men and women who endure very difficult times in their marriage because they have hope that better days will come. I'm inspired by those who endure any type of suffering or even any type of inconvenience to proclaim their faith in the resurrection and their hope in the resurrection. These trials and sufferings that so many of you endure for the sake of the gospel are actually a gift that God has given you to proclaim your faith in a way that far surpasses any words. That being said, the words that we say do matter a great deal. And it's important that as life's trials and sufferings unfold, that faith in the resurrection is proclaimed. Paul endured his imprisonment not out of fear of punishment that he would receive for becoming an apostate and for abandoning his faith. What primarily motivated him was hope for what lay ahead. Similarly, we cannot endure our own sufferings merely out of fear of punishment. Fear that if we abandon our faith, there's going to be some type of punishment for us. What can only sustain our faith and help us endure the sufferings and trials that come about because of our faith is hope that through our endurance, we'll experience greater communion with the Lord and experience the peace and patience that he possessed as he endured his trials on the cross. For anyone to say, I'm enduring this situation because I believe that Jesus rose from the dead and I have hope that this situation is going to be resolved, that's a very powerful testimony of faith. And so to anyone here today who is facing some type of trial for your faith or enduring some type of suffering for your faith, don't give up. If the trial is God's will, God will use it to inspire those you love. Your closeness to the Lord who endured suffering because he wanted to redeem us. He endured suffering out of love for us. When we endure it with similar love, it will have an impact. The peace and patience and love that he experienced during his trials can actually be transferred into you, and you will one day be welcomed into his kingdom and experience the glory of the resurrection.